Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hola.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, hello. My
Yes.
name is hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Jesus?
Jesús.
Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. We are just trying to get a survey completed. It will just take a few minutes of your time. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Over 10 years.
Over 10, okay. Will that be between 11 and 25?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your primary branch on the trade? Is it refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, stonemason, tile setter?
Tile setter.
Tile setter, okay. Thank you. I have some other options that may apply to you. Marble mason, tile or marble finisher, cement mason, plasterer, PCC restoration, mason or helper finisher, bricklayer. Would you still keep the tile setter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
Apprentice.
Apprentice, thank you. And are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many years, I'm sorry, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
About 6 months.
All right. So in the last 12 months, you have not been working for 6 months?
Yeah, about there.
Okay. Thank you. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
Yes.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
Okay. And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Work was slow, and my friends were offering me other work in different trades. I felt like I wasn't advancing in my career.
Okay. I am making some notes. Bear with me.
Okay.
Your friends offer you a different job, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Just finishing with the notes. All right. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
A lot more.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
Okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work, on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just getting everything ready. In the meantime, how is your day? How was your day?
No, not bad.
Okay. All right. And do you get the sense that there, you said you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work in the union projects in your community? You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
Yes, of course. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No, I don't think
okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
State, I believe.
It was privately?
The state.
A state or local government, okay? Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the upcoming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
The same as now, okay? Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling object, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job.